KCSB 91.9 FM in Santa Barbara. I'm here in the studio with Port O'Brien. And say hello.
Hello!
That's lovely. Do you want to introduce yourselves, or?
My name is Van.
Yeah.
I play guitar and I sing in a band called Port O'Brien.
My name is Cambria and I play banjo and I sing.
Hang on, 1 second. I don't know if that mic is on.
There's not an on switch.
Okay, well, it's making somewhat noise. Let me, yell at Josh.
Hello.
No, it's not making noise. Okay. Music. 1 second.
You can pay to play.
So we are back. We had technical difficulties because of the power outages, but I think we have a working mic. Try it now.
Hey, everybody. Can you hear us now in Radioland?
It's, can you hear? Are you sure? Okay, good. We're on the air.
Awesome.
Good. Okay, introductions. Quick, go.
All right, my name is Van Pierzlowski. I play guitar, and I sing in the band called Port O'Brien.
My name is Cambria, and I play banjo and sing.
My name is Joshua, and I play drums and sing in the band called Port O'Brien.
My name is Ryan Stively, and I play the bass guitar and sing.
My name is Zeb, and I play guitar.
The squirrel talks!
Okay. Cool. So you guys are playing a show tonight.
We're playing tonight at a place called Muddy Waters, which I think is a coffee shop.
It is.
And correct. They also have beer and wine, I hear.
They do have alcoholic beverages.
They have alcoholic beverages, but the show is all ages.
Yeah.
And it's probably at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, generally.
It's 8 o'clock, and you should all come. It's downtown Santa Barbara.
Whoa.
And we're playing with this band we're on tour with. They're from Portland. They're called the Builders and the Butchers, and they're amazing. And we love them. They're our best friends now. And so you should come out to see them as well. And there might be another band. I'm not really sure.
I'm not sure either. I think that's it. It's at 5.
Radiohead is actually going to open.
Oh.
They're playing First of Three.
Yeah. 508 East Haley Street, if you don't know the address. And I'm supposed to ask you guys favorites now.
Sweet.
Or not favorites.
No,
I don't
know.
Ask some favorites. Okay. Right now they're all sitting on a couch that's meant for two people, and there's five of them. So they seem really friendly.
Very friendly.
Favorite movie, go.
My favorite movie also happens to be the best movie of all time, and it's The Empire Strikes Back. Or, as it's now known, Star Wars Episode 5, The Empire Strikes Back.
Good. Okay, pass along.
Josh, go. Pick one.
We're all doing our favorite movie?
Yeah.
I have too many favorite movies.
Well, currently it's WALL-E, because I think it's absolutely incredible. Mm-hmm. It's so genius. It's dirtfully genius.
Dirtfully. Good adjective.
My favorite movie is True Stories. It's a very cool and multi-purpose movie. It says that on the back of the box.
Easy Rider.
You guys expect that.
Oh, my God.
Jungle Book. Definitely Jungle Book.
Mm. Classic. Good call. Okay, so how long is this tour?
This tour is so long. It's, believe it or not, 5 days.
Oh, jeez.
How are you going to make it? We're on day three right now.
Hate each other.
We're
right
about
now.
To get over the hump.
Yeah.
No, we're doing fine. It's short, and we wish it was longer because we really like the band we're on tour with. So.
Cool. Good.
What's your favorite movie?
What's your favorite movie? Currently, Harold and Maude.
And do you go to college here?
I do. I'm a student.
And what are you studying?
Studio art.
Studio art, yes. Not the history of art.
Not the history.
And where are you from originally? From Santa Barbara or elsewhere?
Sacramento.
Yeah. Okay. We played in Sacramento before at an art gallery. I can't remember the name of it, though.
Fool's Foundation? Delta Venus. Or
we played in Delta Venus, but also Sacramento at an art gallery with the Cave Singers.
Right. Oh, yeah.
There's like a clothing store.
I remember when that show was happening.
I'm not sure, but it was really fun.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you guys have played. Davis area.
We played at
Delta Venus and also Sophia's Thai Kitchen.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Didn't you guys play on Michael Leahy's radio?
I love Michael Leahy.
Yeah, me too.
He's a sweetheart.
Okay, wait. Okay, back to you guys. Talk about yourselves now.
Anyway, so were you an only child? Or do you have brothers and sisters?
Okay, what about...
Just two sisters and one brother?
I have one sister and one brother. My brother wants me to give him a shout out right now. Actually.
What's his name?
Ted.
Ted?
Yeah.
Ted, I love you so much. And, you know, I know you're struggling in school, but just keep it up. You can get those A's, man. Just keep it up.
Okay, good.
Just get into sports and clubs, like the FBLA. Get involved. Get into, the Future Farmers of America. That stuff does good things for you.
Yeah.
So that rock, stay away from that rock and roll. That's the devil. That's the devil trying to come and get you and taking you away from business and money and all that stuff. Farms. The devil tries to take you away from farms.
That's great advice. Thank you.
Thank you. Ted.
Okay. Yeah. Ted. Hi. Do you guys want me to play one of your songs? I already played the hit single. I woke up today.
Oh. If you want, I mean, we don't really care. If you want to, you can.
Well, you guys are chatting it up. This is good. I was afraid it was going to be just awkward.
No, we talk a lot. We can keep going and going.
Yeah, good. I like your picnic basket.
Oh, thank you. It's an old fishing creel.
It's really cool for you radio listeners who can't see. talk about music.
Oh, that's so not fair.
Okay.
You have to be more specific.
Okay, talk about recording the album.
Josh, go.
Oh, no. Well, we recorded our album in San Francisco
last spring
at a place called Tiny Telephone. And we did some of it at...
That's
where was
in
it?
San Francisco? Or?
Yeah. Pan American, which is the studio of a guy named Jason Queaver, who plays in a band called The Paper Cuts. We did like half and half.
Cool.
It was really exciting to work together in a studio finally. We got to Eat a lot of food.
Sit a lot.
I like that.
Sit around. We love to do those two things mostly, which is why touring's perfect for us. We got to work with my dad in the studio too. He arranged the album for us with violins and cellos and stuff, which for us took it to like a more professional and epic level we didn't think we could really reach. Some of us cried. It was fun.
Wow.
Cammy, go.
Oh, you covered everything.
Yeah, that was very professional. Yeah, good job. I'm impressed. What is
Josh impressed himself.
What is the best show you've ever played?
Oh my god, that is such a good question. Oh.
Bimble Inn.
I'll say talk about Bimble Inn then.
No.
What?
Highway Ridge. Yeah, that was.
Well, okay, so we've had a lot of best shows, but that sounded so douchey of me. We've had a lot of, like, really awesome shows. No.
Best show for our
band. No. We've had actually a lot of terrible shows. But one of the best shows we played at was in this festival in England called the End of the Road Festival. And they had us on at, like, 1 in the morning in this tent, this giant, like, tent outside. There, I don't know how many people.
Like 500.
500 people or something. And we were all really messed up on absinthe that we just drank a lot of in our little tent. And so we were our teepee, actually. And so we went to this place where we were supposed to play, and I don't really remember much after that, but it was really fun. And everyone was like screaming along.
I'm pretty sure it was really
one of the best shows.
Good. Okay, anyone else have a differing show opinion?
There's this little place called Nitwit Ridge in Cambria, which is the small town that...
That's your name, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the town I was named after.
Wow.
We grew up there. But it's like the poor man's Hearst Castle. This man named Art Beale, Captain Nitwit, as the town called him, lived in the town and worked as a trash man in town. Mm-hmm. And he would collect things, and he built this whole amazing house out of garbage.
Oh.
And it's incredible. We filmed a couple music videos there.
Whoa.
And we played a show in one room of it, and it's all dirt floor, and it was fun seeing it.
That sounds really cool. Where is it again?
It's in Cambria, California.
Where is that?
It's around San Luis Obispo, Hearst Castle area.
Okay.
Like right in between LA and San Francisco on the coast.
Okay, someone else talk.
Hey, Zeb.
Squirrely.
Zeb, what do you got to say? Favorite show.
Zeb's a man of few words.
Okay, what about music videos? You guys do a lot of them, right? Hmm. No? Yes? No?
At least 15.
we have one official one out for I Woke Up Today, and there's a couple more coming that were done by this amazing guy named Joey Izzo.
Jizzo.
Or as we like to call him, Jizzo. But those are coming out maybe like later this summer. And Ryan, our bass player, made one to the... Ryan Stively's the king of YouTube. He knows, like... Whoa. If you go to youtube.com/Ryan Stively, you'll see an amazing library of selected YouTube clips. The best possible ones of all time.
Wow.
He's like the YouTube archivist. He works for them. He works for Google. So, but anyway, he put our song to one of the things on there. Google paid him to do it for some reason. I don't really know why. And then you should check it out. If you search for I Woke Up Today on YouTube, it'll be the first thing to come up.
Cool. Good. What about album art? I'm interested in this stuff. I don't know if listeners are, but who does it?
Well, the new one is a photograph of Alaska that my dad took in like the 70s or something. What's that?
I have a question.
Oh, yeah.
I really like the font you guys use.
Oh, yeah.
Who does that?
This dude named Nat Russell. He's an artist, lives in San Francisco.
I feel like you're marketing that font. Like, no one else can use it now.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
It kind of reminds us of the Little Wings font, which kind of scared us, but I think it's a little different.
Yeah.
He's a great guy, and he does, like, all the fonts and stuff like that. But Cambria took the photograph and, like, kind of painted it up and made it more colorful.
Nice. Cool.
And then he wrote on it.
Okay. Okay. Questions, answers.
Quick side note about the music video.
Yeah.
I don't know if a lot of people know this, but half of it was filmed in a porno studio in downtown L.A.
Called Thrust.
Thrust Studios is the cheapest studio in L.A. So I made for a really interesting...
Zeb actually got hired when we were there.
Yeah, he's a working porn man now.
Yeah. Look at him. Kind of changed his life. That show.
He's Zebedee Diamond.
Look up, if you Google search Zebedee Diamond, just go in quotation marks. You have to put in quotation marks.
It's a really wholesome video, though. It's really...
That's what was caught on tape. Yeah. There's a whole side B. That's this amazing Zebedee Diamond.
Okay,
just blows up the screen with his giant, giant wand of love. Zebedee Diamond.
The little girl's not in that one.
Zebedee Diamond, Google search.
Yeah, who's the little girl?
She's
just
friend
a child
of a friend.
Actress. No, yeah.
She's like the director's friend's daughter.
Yeah. Okay. I always wonder how people get little actors.
Yeah. The rest of the people, I think they found on Craigslist. They're just like, we're shooting a music video. Like, does anyone want to come and help out? And Los Angeles is like so full of people who are like so eager to like be a part of anything and be people's.
No, don't.
No, no. Be people's.
Friends.
Helpers for free. So that's what all the rest of the people were, like everyone else in it.
Yeah.
We were really mean to them, ordered them around.
We took advantage of them. No, we don't.
Cool. Okay. What are you going to eat for dinner tonight?
Oh, food.
What do you recommend?
Oh.
We're starving usually.
I'm going to recommend just, no. I'm going to recommend homemade food. And I'm going to recommend falafel.
Is that homemade food as a restaurant here?
No.
No?
Is it
Sue Germaner? Nah, let's talk about this later.
We have no home.
We'll go into details about food.
We're going to eat a lot, though. That can be known.
At my house.
A lot of whatever we eat.
Yeah.
Would you make falafel?
Are you inviting us to your house to eat falafel?
Maybe. We'll see.
That'd be awesome.
We'll do it.
Is there a CC's Pizza in town? They're not in California, man.
CC's Pizza is amazing.
I don't know what that is.
All-you-can-eat pizza buffet.
So you like food and you like resting.
Yes.
What's your favorite thing to do while resting?
That just blew my mind. Food and resting is so good right now.
favorite thing to do while resting?
Yeah.
Listening to the new Beck album.
Spacing out. We listen to the new Beck album a bunch of times. It's really good.
Do anything.
No. What do we also do when we're just not doing anything?
Make little things.
A lot of times I like go on like the internet and and
so bad.
Cambria makes me food.
We like to play Truth or Dare sometimes.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
yeah. 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 And
let's
MFK
right now.
Mary or kill Mary have
really
intercourse with or kill, like where you name three people. Have you ever played that?
Mm-mm.
You name three people and you have to marry one of them, you have to have sexual intercourse with one of them, and you have to kill one of them.
Okay, Mallory, here's your question.
I don't
MFK
know.
Van, Josh, or Ryan?
Who are you gonna kill?
So Port O'Brien is playing at Muddy Waters tonight at 8 p.m. That's 508 East Haley Street with
8 o'clock.
The Builders and Butchers. Yeah.
If you come, we'll hug you and kiss you and stuff. So
yeah,
you should probably come.
So they're really friendly.
F-Man.
Okay. I'm going to end with a song by them. Here
what
we
song?
Go. Is this a good idea? Stuck on a Boat?
Yeah, what's your sister's name?
Amanda.
This song's for Amanda.
Okay.
I miss you a lot.
I'm sick of the weather up here. It goes on and on, my dear. And the fish aren't coming still. They wait and wait until we put our anchor down. We'll steal a few hours in town. My feet weren't made for the sea. They were made for running free. Yeah.
see. Heading there, where my love.